This is KMUW, Wichita Public Radio. I'm Fletcher Powell. 2 weeks ago, KMUW reported that roughly one-fourth of Wichitans live in areas with little access to fresh, affordable food. But there's a trend growing in inner cities across the country that looks to ease that burden. Community gardens offer a way for people to cultivate fresh produce while strengthening the bonds of their neighborhoods. KMUW's Sean Sandifer reports.
Down near the banks of the Arkansas River, blocks from downtown Wichita, you'll find a tough neighborhood with broken glass and discarded furniture spilling out onto the cracked, uneven streets. You'll also find heirloom tomatoes, bell peppers, squash, and sunflowers at a community garden, which sits at the corner of South Wichita and West Gilbert. The teenagers who maintain this garden are gathered around a plastic tub of homemade salsa, enjoying the fruit of their sweat-soaked labor. Lauren Sislowski is the program director of Legacy Garden Works, which is operated by Legacy Ministries of Wichita, a faith-based organization that helps at-risk youth discover the arts and now gardening.
We are a youth employment program, so we basically hire young people like high school age from the community to give them a job and teach them more about food and where food comes from.
Among the noise of an industrial lawnmower and the occasional airplane overhead, these five young people walk up and down the rows of two big gardens. They carry large buckets that contain the day's harvest.
I've been here since April 29th, and I'm really liking it. You know, I didn't know nothing about gardening till I came here, so I'm learning a lot.
Trevor Ward says he was referred to Legacy Garden Works after being arrested for breaking city curfew laws. He enjoys the responsibility of growing vegetables and providing them to others.
I like to sell the stuff I actually grow and plant because, I mean, you did it. So you can sell the stuff that you actually plant to people that actually will enjoy it.
The program is funded solely through private donors who believe in their cause, people who see the effect the garden has on local young people and the neighborhood that envelops them. Lauren Sislowski.
I think this neighborhood's kind of been forgotten for a long time. There's just not much going on. Our little Dillon's just closed over here at Harry and Broadway, so I think we're now officially a food desert. And I know from talking to neighbors that a lot of people really just don't know what to do. You know, they'll go grab a hot dog at Quick Trip rather than try and get to a grocery store. We just really see our role as being a local place for local people to get what they need food-wise.
Sislowski says she'd like to keep expanding, perhaps to the point of being able to give a box of produce to a family each week. She also hopes to build an outdoor kitchen where neighbors can come, share a meal, and pick up some gardening tips. Across town, Susan Shockett is digging up a chunk of Bermuda grass, which lines a small patch of sweet potatoes at Fairmount Garden.
If you don't go around and maintain the edges, it's going to come back too.
The garden sits adjacent to Fairmount United Church of Christ, near the campus of Wichita State University. Shockett provides her green thumb to a number of community gardens. She says they started sprouting up in about 2007.
There weren't very many around in town. I knew we needed more producers. And if you don't have any money, going to the farmer's market is almost out of the question. So it was a good way to say, you know, we need to do this for ourselves. It's a self-sufficiency thing.
She says the first step in teaching someone how to garden is to tell them that it's possible, whether you have an empty backyard or an empty flower pot.
You know, it doesn't take much to put an eggplant in your flower bed. You know, grow flowers with your food and food with your flowers. Eggplants are gorgeous, and mine are dripping with eggplants this year.
We've got all kinds of beans. We've got lima beans. We've got kidney beans. We've got
Daryl Carrington is the main caretaker of Fairmount Garden. He knows this area well, having initially served here as a part of AmeriCorps.
Fairmount neighborhood has had some challenges in the past. And so we came in and we were coming up with ideas to rally around, like, for example, common denominators. We tried sport in the park, softball, and then we tried music, and then we decided everybody needs to eat, so let's develop a community garden.
Many parishioners from the church volunteer to maintain the garden, which is slowly taking over a large swath of a grassy playground.
At first, the church responded by saying, well, what about a fence? Aren't you going to fence it? And now they're saying, let's tear down the fences and expand the garden. So it's pretty awesome development.
In a space about 30 feet by 30 feet, Carrington grows many garden mainstays, like tomatoes and peppers. There are massive sunflowers, at least 14 feet high, which he says he received from an Iraq war veteran. Carrington also grows more eccentric produce, most of which the kids in the area have never seen.
One year we grew a lot of melons, and we were handing out honeydew melons. And we told these kids, we said, hey, take this home, put them in a paper bag, put it on top of your refrigerator, in a couple days, cut it and open it and enjoy it. So I saw the kid later, and I said, so how was the watered honeydew melon? And she says, well, we had to throw it away. I go, why? She goes, because it was green. So she had no clue. And so it's a great learning opportunity.
As for now, the garden is first come, first serve, and it's supported only by its volunteers. Carrington says neighbors provide water, compost, and seeds, and in return, he encourages them to stop back by and pick whatever they need. There's currently a list of over 25 community gardens like these. There's also countless residents who simply grow in small patches around their homes.
In fact, you can pick it and eat it right now. It's safe.
Okay.
And organic.
For KMUW News, I'm Sean Sandifer.